And this news update is being brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. Authorities in Huron County responded to a two-vehicle traffic crash just before 11 p.m. on Thursday, July 3rd. The crash happened at approximately 10:51 p.m. on Port Austin Road near Crescent Beach Road in Caseville Township. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, a 2015 gray Ford F-350 pickup truck was traveling westbound when it crossed the center line and struck the rear of a 2009 black Chevy Silverado pickup truck that was in the process of passing. Investigators reported both drivers were wearing seat belts and neither driver was injured, and airbags did not deploy in either vehicle. The roadway was dry, the weather conditions were clear, and the crash occurred on a straight, non-freeway section of Port Austin Road with a posted speed limit of 55 miles per hour. Both pickup trucks sustained damage but remained drivable from the scene. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash, and no additional information has been released. And a 19-year-old woman is facing felony weapons charges following an incident during a July 4th celebration at Veterans Memorial Park in Bay City. Authorities say the young lady was taken into custody after private security personnel reportedly saw her throw a backpack over a fence at the park. Officers later recovered the bag and discovered a loaded Armalite firearm inside. The incident happened as large crowds gathered for Independence Day festivities. Police responded to the scene, and prosecutors have since authorized felony charges in connection with the alleged possession of the weapon. No injuries were reported, and authorities have not indicated that the firearm was displayed or fired during the event, and the investigation does remain ongoing. And there are new protections for survivors of domestic violence being added to the Michigan's unemployment system later this month. Beginning July 17th, workers forced to leave a job because of domestic violence may qualify for unemployment benefits if they meet the state's eligibility requirements. The bipartisan law also includes privacy safeguards designed to protect survivors by keeping sensitive information confidential and allowing documentation from multiple sources, not just law enforcement. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the change ensures victims no longer have to choose between their personal safety and financial security when leaving an abusive situation. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency says applicants will now see domestic violence listed as a reason for separating from employment and may use alternate contact information to help protect their safety during the claims process. Additional unemployment law changes also take effect this month. Starting the week of July 19th, benefit recipients must complete at least 3 weekly work search activities, up from the current requirement of 1. The state's WorkShare program is also expanding, allowing participating employers to reduce employee hours by 10% to 60% while workers receive partial unemployment benefits. Another provision allows certain unemployment appeals to be consolidated into a single hearing before an administrative law judge. More information on the changes is available through the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency's website. And we'll return right after this.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity loans and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we are back with a look at your obituaries for the hour. Larry Lee Williams of Elkton, age 81, passed away Tuesday, July 7th at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Larry was born November the 22nd, 1944. He was a veteran of the United States Air Force and was stationed in Port Austin at the now retired Air Base. While stationed there, he met the love of his life, Victoria Eden, and they were united in marriage on September 23rd, 1967, at St. Edward's Catholic Church in Kendi. Left to cherish his memory are his wife of nearly 59 years, Vicky, their two sons, Chris and Brian, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, his brother, Andy, and his nieces and nephews. A funeral service for Larry will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, July 10th, at Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Thursday, July the 9th, and on Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow at the Riverside Cemetery in Elkton. Memorials may be made to the Century Oaks Public Golf Course. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at www.ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Crude oil markets are surging. Energy markets are in a dead sprint this morning after the U.S. Treasury Department abruptly choked off a multi-billion dollar revenue valve for foreign energy sales. Following aggressive maritime skirmishes over the last 48 hours, the federal government officially canceled performance-based international trade exemptions. The regulatory whiplash triggered an immediate reaction on Wall Street, and domestic benchmarks like West Texas Intermediate jumped over 5% to clear $72 a barrel, injecting severe volatility into national retail gasoline forecasts just as summer travel hits its peak. And geopolitical friction has translated into immediate economic shockwaves after a series of coordinated high-intensity strikes targeted civilian transit vessels traveling along vital global trade lanes. Multiple commercial tankers operating near the critical Strait of Hormuz were heavily damaged, including a prominent Qatari liquefied natural gas transport vessel. The targeted disruptions have effectively paralyzed the maritime corridor, forcing shipping giants to abandon regional channels for safer, significantly longer routes around Africa. Global maritime organizations are warning that a protracted closure of this chokehold could instantly spike international shipping costs and trigger immediate consumer product shortages by next year. And that's been a look at your news this hour. Brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today.
To protect sugar beets, first you need a fungicide that can beat cross resistance. A fungicide that marches to its own beat with a unique mode of action. A fungicide that beats Cercospora leaf spot to the punch, solving the problem before it's a problem. Introducing Rapixo Fungicide from Corteva Agriscience. See how we beat resistance at Corteva.com/sugarbeets.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.